It's a great run into Bathurst. They've all arrived. They've all got there in their various modes. I saw the little Nissan convertible, the Kelly brothers. Took them 3 days and they said it was fun. That can't be fun. Did you see two brothers sleeping only like inches apart in some sort of trailer thing? Sounds I don't know how great. Garth, or should I say Darth Vader, got there this year. Hello, Garth.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Nice to chat. Yeah, really well, mate, and I'm sure you're excited. As always, this time of the year, it's the almost like the grand final, isn't it? And you've got some nice new paintings on the car. I like it. Star Wars.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's every kid's dream, isn't it? You get to race that Bathurst for the Holden Racing Team with Star Wars on your car.
Nice.
You know, as a kid growing up, you couldn't ask for any more. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And yeah, obviously looking forward to this week. It's as you said, it's a bit like our grand final. You know, it's the biggest race of the year and one we all want to win. So I really can't wait to get started.
Garth, which Star Wars figure do you identify with the most?
Well, growing up, going through high school, as everyone does call each other names, I did cop a lot of Garth Vader. So, so yeah, I was always the dark side type of guy. So
really?
The dark side on our car. So, yeah, it's a fantastic deal. Holden and Star Wars got together and doing a lot of licensing stuff together and you know, have the Star Wars liveries on the cars, the dark side versus the resistance in our garage is pretty cool.
Beautiful.
You need a little bit of help over that mountain, mate. We were talking the other day to Chaz Mostert, and he's obviously racing very well, and he had good success last year, but there's a little bit of luck required, or a lot, maybe.
A lot, mate, a lot. And, you know, I've been coming here a long time now, and, you know, I remember the first time I won the race was the first time I'd ever finished the race, and I thought,
yes.
Well, this is actually pretty easy. All you got to do is finish it, and you'll probably win. and coming back years later, you realise just how tough this race is and how much luck you do need to go your way. So, yeah, look, preparation-wise, you need to do everything you can. You know, obviously, you need a fast car, you need a fast team, a smart team, and then you can have all that stuff, and if you don't have a bit of luck going your way, then Bathurst can be pretty cruel to you. So that's why we love it so much. That's why we keep coming back, and that's why we treasure it so much as well.
Slats and I were talking about this off-air yesterday. What happens to your body in the course of that race? Like, it just you must be physically exhausted at the end of it, which sounds weird when you're just sitting there driving a car, but it's tell us what your body goes through.
Oh, yeah, look, it's pretty... the big thing is the heat in the cabin. And a lot of people don't realise just how hot it is in the cabin. It's usually around 60 degrees inside the cabin. And then we've obviously got all our suit, our fireproof suit and our fireproof underwear. So you're wearing about, you know, the equivalent of two or three tracksuit pants. And then you've got your helmet on, gloves, boots. So it's effectively like running a marathon in a sauna on a treadmill, if you like. So
yeah.
It's pretty... you know, physically demanding. But Bathurst, the big thing is it's mentally draining. It's, you know, it's a long week. You know, we get to the track on Tuesday, a busy day yesterday of PR activities and all the rest of it. Then we start practice today, practice and qualifying Saturday, top 10 shootout Saturday. And then you start the race at 11 o'clock Sunday and you're half buggered before it even starts. And then you go to 1,000 kilometres. So it's mentally very draining. And that's probably the big trick at Bathurst is staying fresh for as long as you can before the race starts so that, you know, you're ready to go when the green light comes on.
And how's the team performing, mate? The car, obviously we're reading this morning that there's something in your full fuel line or a little gadget that's given you an extra lap. They're sort of suggesting you're cheating, but anyway,
no.
That's been removed.
Just clever interpretation of the rules.
Yes.
you know, our game, you're always looking for a little advantage. And we had something there that no one else had. And
yes.
I think because a couple other teams didn't think of it, they didn't like it. So they got it thrown out. But look, to be honest, it didn't make a big difference. So the team's going well, doing a good job. We're coming off a strong stand down. We were fourth there and had a really fast car in the last half of the race. So. Look, the form leading into this, the biggest race of the year, is pretty strong. So, you know, we're quietly confident.
How do the other teams know that you have that device on there? Do they have spies in your camp? Or how do they work that out?
A recently departed staff member alerted someone else.
Oh,
so, that's it.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, our game's full of competitive advantage, and anyone that is perceived to have a competitive advantage or or a little gadget that works better than someone else's, you can't hide it for long in our game.
The disgruntled ex-employee, mate, they're very dangerous.
Well, disgruntled now, that's for sure.
Just an update on James Courtney. It's a shame he's not driving. He pulled out a couple of days ago, but the enforcer's back in the seat.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously, hugely disappointing for James not being part of the biggest race of the year. So, he's just, as a lot of us know with ribs, they're a tricky thing to get right. You don't want to come back early and do further damage, and there was a fairly high risk of that happening for James. So, yeah, we've got the old boy back, Russell Ingall. He's back in the car, and
beautiful.
James has been doing a bit of training since stand down, but I don't know if that's actually the case or not. But, but Russell did a great job for us at stand down. He slotted straight in, and, he's only realistically 6 or 7 months out of the seat full time, and has a huge amount of experience, particularly here at Bathurst. So he's a great super sub, if you like.
The story that was getting a bit of traction in the last day, Garth, is about the all-female pairing of Simona Di Silvestra and Renee Gracie, and it's the first time an all-female pairing has competed at Bathurst. What do you guys think of that?
Oh, look, it's great. I mean, obviously my wife, Leanne, races, and she's raced here at Bathurst in the past, and there's been plenty of females in the past before. It's not actually the first all-female team. There was, I think, in the late 90s, the Castrol Cougars, Melinda Price, and another girl raced as an all-female team.
It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
The Castrol Cougars.
Castrol,
I like
Cougars.
It.
Yeah.
It reminds me of
Cougar, didn't have the same terminology back then as it does now.
So. No, that's right.
it's great. It's obviously a huge part of our audience is female. There's a huge amount of females that come to the track and watch on TV, obviously. So I know when Leanne raced here back in 2009, she had the support of the McGrath Foundation, and the car was pink and all the rest of it. And the support that she got was huge. So, yeah, look, it's great for Simona to be here. She's an international superstar in her own right from IndyCar in America. Mm. And Renee's a young girl coming up and doing the development series, a big step up, to come into the main game and to do Bathurst. So, their aim will be just to finish and try and stay out of trouble and, good luck.
Yeah, it's a tough ask, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you haven't sort of driven the track before, and we've seen a few try, and it'd be very difficult. How do you take on the youngsters these days, Garth? Are they? Do you think they're taking more risks, and is that put them in jeopardy for a race like this?
Oh, look, no, I don't think so. I don't think they take any more risks than necessary. And, some guys might race, make a few mistakes from a racing battle point of view, but the young guys are doing a good job. Mostert in particular is very, very good at the moment, but still, making a couple of key mistakes in a couple of key areas. But that's youth, and you'll learn from that. But it's like any sport. There's always fresh blood coming through, and keeping the more experienced guys on their toes. And for me now, being one of the older guys, I really enjoy the challenge. I enjoy the challenge of one, remembering what I was like when I was a young guy taking on the older guys. So now the shoe's on the other foot. I really want to, make sure that, teach them a few tricks, if you like. So I really enjoy that challenge. And for me, I'm 38 now. I still feel like I'm 28. So I'm really enjoying it still.
Yeah, it's good, mate. You only look 45. That's great.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
No, life starts, mate. I'm telling you, life starts at 40. Don't you worry. You're a spring chicken.
2 years and I'm away.
You're a spring chicken, mate. Are we going to see a record around the track? Obviously, there's a possibility of going a little quicker down Conrod this year.
Yeah, look, there's theoretically the chance that the cars can do 300 kilometres an hour. I'm one of the skeptics that's not sure whether that's actually going to happen or not.
Yes.
Because last year we were doing 297 or something like that on the rev limiter. But the amount of power, horsepower that you need to go that little bit extra at that sort of speed to push the wind effectively, you need another sort of 40 or 50 horsepower, which, sorts of gains don't exist. So, if it's Conrod Strait is downhill, so we'll take that. And if we get a bit of a tailwind and it's a cool day, which today's a bit cooler, you might see it. But, I'm a skeptic. I'd be happy to prove wrong. But, generally what happens is racetracks also, we saw here last year seriously fast lap times with the new fresh freshly laid asphalt surface.
Yes.
And racetracks are like human beings. They don't get better with age, regardless of what Slap thinks. And and every year we come back after a freshly laid surface, the track just loses a little bit of grip, a little bit more grip each year. So getting back to those lap times would be a bit of a challenge. So, you know, everyone's sort of got an open mind as far as what sort of lap speed we'll be doing, the lap times we'll be doing. So, you know, today could be pretty quick, but like I say, it's pretty cool up here at Bathurst. And the forecast for tomorrow, qualifying day, is to be a bit warmer. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what we do.
Well, Garth, I'd say may the force be with you, but you're actually on the dark side
dark
of the force.
Dark side, yeah.
Because you're Garth Vader.
That's the only downside. We can't use the force.
Look out for Yoda.
Very good.
We'll Vader did feel the force, so maybe we can use that.
Yeah.
Did he feel the force?
He felt the force.
Is Warren Luff your co-driver?
He could tell when Luke was around.
Yeah. Is Warren Luff, is he a Chewbacca-like character? Or?
He's got a lot of hair.
Well, he's Chewbacca.
Luffy.
Yeah, but Chewie's on the good side, so that's on Russell and Jack's car. Yeah, so. Actually, Russell Ingall's that old. He didn't even know what Star Wars was, so I had to explain him.
Oh, my God.
He thought he had a picture of a big cat on the side of the car, and I said, no, mate, that's Chewbacca.
No, Luffy's out of the, you know that bar scene in Star Wars? With all he's one of those characters at the bar.
Playing the flute. Yeah.
We've all been to that type of bar.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. Can't wait to see the race on Sunday.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.